You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The much-awaited India-UK Free Trade Agreement is set to be signed by both countries by month-end here, with all outstanding issues having been resolved, an official source told FE. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will travel to India in late October to sign the ambitious agreement that is expected to spur two-way trade in goods and services between the two economies, as well as increase capital flows in the form of foreign direct investment. An official told FE that all the contentious issues in the proposed FTA have been resolved. However, the bilateral investment treaty will be signed later as common ground has not been reached so far. Till a BIT is signed, the India-UK Infrastructure Financing Bridge will address any bilateral issues in investments. Next up, economy. Ahead of the Goods and Services Tax Council meeting on October 7, an officers' panel of the council had turned down industry proposals to reduce tax on tobacco products. The industry had sought uniform additional compensation cess on cigarettes, compensation cess on BDs, additional compensation cess on smokeless tobacco products, and or lower compensation cess on cigarette sticks up to 70 mm, sources said. Suggesting the status quo, the council's Fitment committee rejected the proposal with respect to tobacco and tobacco products. While deciding the compensation cess rates, it was decided that in line with the weighted average VAT rate of 28.7%, the GST rate on cigarettes be kept at 28%. With respect to BDs, the GST rate is 28%, but no compensation cess is levied on it. On to banking, the Department of Investment and Public Asset Management has extended the application deadline to October 30 for firms interested in working as asset valuer for the strategic disinvestment of IDBI Bank. Earlier, the last date for submission of bids by asset valuers was October 9. According to the eligibility criteria, the asset valuer entity has to be registered with the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India. On January 7, the centre received multiple expressions of interest from domestic and foreign investors for the 60.72% stake in IDBI Bank, which will go to the successful bidder along with management control. The offer comprises 30.48% from the government and 30.24% from LIC, the current promoter. Over to the aviation sector, IndiGo, India's biggest airline, is introducing a fuel charge on domestic and international routes from October 6 to offset the surge in aviation turbine fuel prices, the company announced on Thursday. Starting with Rs 300 for a sector distance of up to 500 kilometers, the charge goes up to Rs 1000 for more than 3501 kilometer. ATF typically makes up 40% of the airline ticket price. The airline in a statement said, quote, "The decision follows the significant increase in ATF prices, which have surged in the last 3 months, with consecutive price hikes every month," unquote. Since July 1st, there has been a 30% increase in ATF prices. From Rs 90,857 per kiloliter, cost of ATF has jumped to Rs 118,199 per kiloliter as of October 1st, according to Indian Oil data. Moving on, the Department of Telecommunications and the TRAI are at loggerheads over the high connection rates charged by telcos and internet service providers from public data offices. PDOs are local outlets deploying public Wi-Fi hotspots under the Prime Minister Wi-Fi Access Network Interface Program. Telcos and ISPs are charging up to Rs 8 lakh a year from PDOs and public data office aggregators for supplying internet leased lines for bandwidth and other fiber resources needed to deploy public Wi-Fi hotspots. DoT believes that the demand of PDOs and associations like Broadband India Forum for a reduction in charges by telcos is justified. TRAI, however, is not convinced with the idea of intervening in business operations of ISPs and telcos on the grounds of tariff forbearance. In the SME sector, digital lending platforms such as LendingKart, IndiFi and NeoGrowth, which primarily lend to micro, small and mid-sized businesses, are expecting a surge in credit demand among MSMEs for the upcoming festival season, notwithstanding inflationary pressures. Several platforms expect loan applications from small businesses to surpass the previous year's festive season figures and have attributed the increase to healthy consumption in sectors such as auto, consumer durables, electronics and fashion. In fact, the RBI's recent survey on consumer confidence also indicates an improvement in the spending sentiment. Lastly, Securities and Exchange Board of India Chairperson Madhabi Puri Butch made a strong case for differentiating between investing advisory and money management. In her address at the Association of Registered Investment Advisors Conference She said that 35% of the investment advisors are unregistered in India. All IAs registered with the SEBI are mandatorily required to obtain membership registration of the BSE Administration and Supervision, according to the BSE. There are close to 1,300 IAs registered with the regulator, according to the SEBI website. Close to 900 are registered with the BASL. You're listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.